Hachette Audio presents A Spinster's Guide to Danger and Jinks. Written by Amanda Collins. Read by Mary Jane Wells. Chapter 1. Paddington Station, London, 1867. Violence, regrettably, was out of the question. Miss Poppy Delamere, or Flora Deaver, as she'd called herself since arriving in London 2 years ago, had never been one to suffer fools gladly. And as she waited impatiently for the clerk manning the ticket window to finish chatting with the matron he was serving, she truly wished she could shove the older woman aside. Taking a deep breath, she tried to emulate her employer, the redoubtable Lady Catherine Evesham, who always managed to get her point across without resorting to rudeness. At the thought of Lady Catherine, Poppy felt her gut clench with anxiety. What would the circle of friends she'd amassed during her time in London think when they'd learned she'd been hiding her true identity? She knew both Kate and her writing partner, Miss Caroline Hardcastle. No, she was Lady Rackham, as of this morning, Poppy reminded herself, championed the plight of downtrodden women. But how could they not be hurt by Poppy's deception? She hated the idea of disappointing them, but it couldn't be helped. Nor could her flight from town now. Some things were more important even than friendship, and the bond between sisters was one of them. From the moment she'd read her sister Violet's name in the London Gazette that morning, Poppy had known she had to go to her. "My Mary's family's from Dorset," the ticket agent said with excitement, while at the same time moving as slowly as humanly possible. "What a funny old world it is, isn't it?" "What part, if you don't mind my asking?" the matron asked. "You must know Bournemouth, surely." Biting back a curse she'd once heard from a pressman at the London Gazette, Poppy clutched her valise tighter and waited. The woman ahead of her was finally moving away from the window when Poppy felt someone lurch against her.
"Sorry, miss,"
the shabbily dressed man in a brown suit said, pulling his bowler hat down low as he hurried away. Poppy, intent on purchasing her ticket, didn't waste time replying. "One for little kid in Buckinghamshire," she told the agent, as she reached for the purse dangling at her wrist. But she realised, even before her hand touched her arm, that the cloth bag was no longer there. Oh, no! Everything she'd saved, with the exception of a few pounds she'd put in the bank for safekeeping, had been in that bag.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?